KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden making his first joint appearance on the campaign trail with Kamala Harris since exiting the 2024 race. Speaking at a union rally in Pittsburgh, Biden focused on pro-labor policies and touted himself as the most pro-union president in history. A Venezuelan judge issues an arrest warrant for the opposition's former presidential candidate as part of a criminal investigation into the results of the July election that both the ruling party and its opponents claim to have won.
What was issued at the request of authorities who accused Edmundo Gonzalez of various crimes, including conspiracy, falsifying documents, and usurpation of powers. The move is the latest escalation of repression against the opposition in the month after election officials declared President Nicolas Maduro had won a third six-year term in office. Ruling party loyal electoral authorities declared Maduro the victor hours after polls closed, but they did not publish results broken down by voting machines as they had done in previous presidential elections. Gonzalez didn't stun supporters and adversaries alike by announcing that documents show Maduro had lost by a wide margin against Gonzalez. The court concluded last month that the vote counts published by Gonzalez were false and certified Maduro's victory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, four people are shot to death on a subway train in suburban Chicago. The suspect was later arrested. Forest Park Deputy Police Chief Chris Chen.
Obviously, it's shocking. You know, it is uncommon, you know, to have a mass shooting like this, especially this close to home, you know, that we're actually actively investing on, you know, on a holiday. So, you know, for people to feel unsafe, you know, it's justified.
Audio courtesy WLS-TV. NASA says stereo feedback is what caused a strange noise on the Boeing Starliner spacecraft over the weekend. Saturday, astronaut Butch Wilmore radioed Mission Control in Houston about a sonar-like sound. This is SRN News. The death toll in Nigeria is increasing, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the Observatory for Religious Freedom in Africa, more than 16,000 Christians were murdered by Muslim terrorists in the country between 2019 and 2023. It's a number more likely to be associated with a small war, and international voices are urging the Nigerian government to take action. Two separate Islamic groups have declared war on believers in the rest of northern part of the country, and the bloodletting shows no signs of abating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Moms for Liberty is becoming a major political player at the national level. The bulk of the group's 130,000-plus members are conservatives who believe parents should have more say in public education. They have deep concerns about the promotion of transgenderism in the classroom. The group's membership skyrocketed after its launch in 2021. Moms for Liberty has been endorsing candidates for local school boards. This is SRN News. Sweden's public health minister says kids under the age of two should not be allowed to watch content online.
Jakob Forssmed said a high use of digital media can be bad for children's sleep and cause weight gain because of a lack of exercise. He's announced recommendations for children of all ages, which include restricting those between the ages of 6 to 12 to no more than an hour a day in front of screens, whilst teenagers between 13 and 16 should have no more than 3 hours a day. But while the government is heading in favour of restricting screen time, some education experts say that children do need to learn how to use technology in moderation.
Labor Day weekend is on track to break travel records. The TSA said it was expecting to screen more than 17 million passengers through September 4th, nearly 9% more during the same period last year. More details at srnnews.com.